Good afternoon. I would like to start this message off with a prayer first, so if we can all close our eyes and bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us this wonderful day and bringing all these people to praise and glorify your name. Continue to bless us as you have given us this wonderful Blast Kids Sunday. Be with each and every kid, and I thank you for giving them wonderful talents which they glorify your name with, Lord. Be with us and guide us, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, it's kids and grown-ups, it's summertime, school's out, and the weather is nice. What do you plan on doing this summer? Louder. Can't hear you. Okay. So now tell me this. How many of these activities you've listed involve God? Mostly none of those, right? When we think of summer, or when I think of summer, I usually think of relaxing, going on vacations, watching TV, playing outside, eating ice cream, and pretty much just enjoying myself as much as I can before school starts. Obviously, we pray and read the Bible daily, but can we do more? Is there any other way to get closer to God? Personally, summer is meant to relax and do nothing, in my opinion. But getting closer to God is very important, especially for teens and children going into middle school or high school, so they can continue to bring a strong relationship. There are many ways to get closer to God, but I've come up with an acronym, SUMMER, which is 6 ways to spend time with God. The first letter S is serve others, U for unity, M for music, another M for meditate, E to embrace the Holy Spirit, and R, rejoice. So let's start off with the letter S, serving others. First off, there are many ways to serve others, whether it be volunteering at the elderly, food packing, or even through church when we go to the soup kitchens or visit orphans and widows. What's very important is that we do it wholeheartedly. Sure, we can help others and go our merry way just for the sake of it. But no, as it says in Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to serve others and help his people, like when he made the lame to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear, to name a few. We may not be able to do that, but we can do small things that bring joy and happiness to kids and adults all over the world. Now for the letter U, unity. I'm pretty sure many of you kids and adults have been in the situation where your parent or spouse comes home from a stressful day at work, and every tiny mistake you do, or for no reason at all, you get yelled at. Am I right? Yes, we all fight, and we all do get stressful. But we should also take that time to unite with our family and become one. 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. We are not perfect. We do fight. But to live in harmony and be united allows us to bring strong relationships and be happy with one another. So the next letter is M for music. We are all gifted with musical talents, whether it be piano, violin, guitar, vocals, flute, and so on. God has given those talents for a reason. Last Tuesday, I recently signed up at St. Patrick's Residency to volunteer over the summer. My family, there were many selections to choose from, and even though I had my own interests, my family insisted I play piano. It didn't come to me then as to why I have to do that. After pondering for a while, I came to a conclusion that God has given me this wonderful talent, which I can use to praise and glorify his name with. Psalm 149, verses 3 to 4 says, let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. When I play piano for the elderly, not only am I spreading joy to them, I am also serving God with all my heart and doing deeds in his name. Okay, so the next M is for meditation. And I've talked about serving God and going out there, but sometimes just talking independently to God is very important. Meditating on his word day and night is what we all do. Continuing to do this and privately talking to him allows us to talk to him about our troubles, doubts, or even just thanking him for everything he's done. Psalm 119, verses 15 to 16 says, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Continuing to do so will allow us to become better Christians. Taking delight in God's word prepares us when we face challenges. When we stop talking to God and start neglecting his word, we lose faith and we start to desire the worldly things. When we meditate and talk to God, we know our rights and wrongs, and we start walking on the right path. Meditating on the scripture will dwell in us and become our source of wisdom. Now for E, which is embracing the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we all need the Holy Spirit inside of us. It tells us the rights and wrongs, and it guides us on the right path. One memory verse my youth group had to memorize was Acts 1:8. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When we accept the Holy Spirit and let it take over us, we are given the power to go out there and be witnesses. We also can defend ourselves when our faith is being tested. During eighth grade, I've been in many situations where my faith has been tested. Some kids keep asking me as to why God came as a man, but yet be a spirit. It's never happened to me before, but I do feel nervous and scared. But when I embrace the Holy Spirit, I'm able to defend myself, my faith, and my God. Lastly, the letter R for rejoice. God has given us these wonderful food, weather, families, church, and many other things. He's given us happiness, joy, and peace. Thanksgiving is not the only time to thank and rejoice God for all he's done this year. Philippians 4:4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. We will face troubles and hardships where it is hard to be joyful in this world. But as Paul emphasizes, we should rejoice in the Lord always, for he has done marvelous works. Summer is not the only time to relax and enjoy ourselves, but to spend time with God and serve him. We may live in a world with hatred and where we are tested daily, but by spending time and getting closer to God allows us to defend ourselves and bring us the comfort and guidance we need. Let's pray. Dear gracious and heavenly Lord, thank you for being with each and one of us this Black Kids Sunday. Thank you for being with the kids and giving them the wonderful talents they praise and glorify your name with. Lord, let us draw close to you this summer and forevermore, for you have got this whole world in your hands. Continue to be with us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.